Let's open up the newspapers this morning, where a news poll out this morning shows that the Labor advance has stopped, or perhaps it never existed. James Carlton, good morning.
Oh, yeah, good morning. The news poll does have Labor falling back from that apparent dead heat. I guess we can say that's an anomaly. 3 weeks ago, that had never happened before for a couple of years. 50-50 was the result in the news poll then. Now it's Labor down 3 on primary votes to 33, 45 primary votes for the coalition as a percent. That washes out into a two-party preferred lead for the coalition, 54 to 46. People get very excited about these movements up and down. The fact of the matter reigns that the Labor Party has been within a reasonably narrow band consistently for 2 years. At the top end of that band, Labor loses. At the bottom end of the band, Labor loses very, very badly. And all the movements in between, people get very excited. It all goes to leadership and everything else. But the trend, the band, in broad terms, has been consistent. There is something to note here, however, and that's that Julia Gillard has improved further on her strongly recovering personal approval ratings. And it's the personal approval ratings that have been tend to match these news polls with a bit of a lag, more than really at any other time in polling history. Normally it's the party. Which party do you like? Not so much the leader. Now in Australian politics, it's very much focused on the leader, and that's in time coming through with the polls. This approval rating for Julia Gillard, it's her best net approval rating since April last year, and the wide gap in Gillard's favour on the preferred Prime Minister score has only narrowed modestly on this poll, because Julia Gillard is still preferred over Tony Abbott, 43 to 33. So what does it mean? If repeated in an election, it'd make Tony Abbott Prime Minister with a 12-seat majority. It's all relative. In the past, on the worst polling for Labor, it pointed to a coalition majority of more than 30 seats. Well, let's have a look at some of the other headlines that are in the papers today. The Canberra Times says the PM yesterday engaged in a Facebook question and answer session. And the result? Trolls take time out of schedules to abuse Gillard. The Sydney Morning Herald, we have Roberto's last frenzied moments. It's an inquiry into the police taser death of a 21-year-old Brazilian student. Daily Telegraph, Barry's offices on the block, the New South Wales government to sell $300 million worth of government office blocks. Queensland Premier Newman beats him, $400 million for selling rail and road group QR. Foreign funds buy in as state sells half its stake. You can take a million off the proceeds, however, because the Courier Mail has Party Inc., government-owned Queensland Investment Corporation, spends $1 million on hospitality, sponsorship and donations. How's that for Belrive Oval Mark II? Hobart Mercury says there's a proposed $30 million new look for the city's home of sport. The Melbourne Herald Sun, betrayed. 23-year-old Sagan Raji, stabbed to death and set on fire by her estranged husband. It was the murder-suicide in Kew last week. Now we know that woman had obtained an intervention order, which he breached in the weeks before her death. The Age has Reserve Bank Governor saying he should have told the police. Gillard never briefed on RBA bribery affair. The Adelaide Advertiser, turnstile teachers, more than 4,000 school staff shift after just 1 year. And the West Australian Environment Minister tells lazy litterbugs clean up their act. WA second only to New South Wales as the most littered state. I wonder if the litterers take the advice of the minister.
Eternal questions. Thank you, James.